Are you ready to be inspired by the brilliant minds shaping the future of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics? I am your host, Kelly Shungu, and this is the Women in STEM podcast, recognized for its outstanding content and commitment to promoting diversity in the STEM field. Each episode of our award-winning show, we sit down with extraordinary people who are breaking barriers and making waves in the STEM field. From groundbreaking researchers to innovative entrepreneurs, we are amplifying the voices of the unheard. Whether you're a student considering a STEM career, a professional looking to advance, or simply curious about the exciting developments in this field, this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring diverse career paths, discussing challenges and triumphs, and showcasing the incredible impact of women in STEM. Now let's dive into today's inspiring conversation. Welcome to the Women in STEM podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Thanks, Kelly, for having us. It's really an honor to be on your podcast, especially with my daughter right here. My name is Gaurav Singh. I'm a cybersecurity manager at Under Armour here in the US. I think I love what I do. I find my why. I'm an upcoming author for cybersecurity book. I kind of do some speaking. I've done like speaking at Gartner and whatnot. But I think this podcast is more about my daughter who's sitting right next to me. So I will let her introduce.
Hi, thank you for letting us be on your podcast. My name is Vanya Singh and I'm a rising sixth grader. I love dancing. I love reading books. And most of all, I like doing experiments. Sometimes I like it when they're related to technology. I like making slime, or sometimes I'm just editing slides on Canva.
Great introductions. Vanya, you're 11 years old, and I can see that you're already extremely passionate about STEM. I wanted to know if you could walk us through some projects that you've been working on.
Okay, so while in fourth grade, I worked on a fishing project. It was for a STEM fair that was being hosted at my school. And I really enjoyed working on it. And I got some help from my dad, too, because he knows most about fishing and stuff. And another project I had was a fourth grade after school activity. It was called Tech Girls. And it was hosted by like a couple of high schoolers. They were teaching us about STEM, technology, coding, and other stuff. So yeah, thank you.
When did you first notice Vanya's interest in STEM, and how have you been supporting her in her journey?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about that. I think I saw her, even though she used to say she wanna be, you know, like how kids are, right? They wanna be doctor, astronaut, and I think they will, and that's how it should be, right? But I guess I saw her interest on the STEM when I think when she talked about fishing project, right? So I'm a cyber dad, right? That's like, you know, that's moment. And so she did that and that project, and I was like, wow! I think the way she did her project, and she's more like more layman term, like which even a kid can understand, like what fishing is. Why it's important even for kids, even for teachers, and even for grown-ups as well, right? So I think that may be the aha moment. I think when kind of felt like, I think even though she talks about other career, but I think that was the moment I saw, like, she really have, I think, a nag on an STEM, and yeah, I think, and then, yeah, that was it.
Vanya, what challenges did you encounter whilst working on different projects, and how did you overcome them?
So at my camp at the UMD, I was working with a friend, and we needed to make an app. So we were trying to make a survival or like a would you rather type app. And then one of our problems we encountered was that if we clicked on a button, it would send us to a different page, which was just a blank white page. So instead, we had to go through the code, and then we made sure that it would lead us to the right page. And, well, another problem we encountered was a project that we had was that we need to make We need to code something for our robot to make sure that it moves on a red line. So it uses the color sensor to move forward and stops when the red line ends. But I think there was something wrong with our code. Sadly, we weren't able to fix it. We didn't have enough time. But I feel like we did something wrong. But if we had more time, I bet we could fix it.
What challenges have you faced in your career, and how do you think those experiences have shaped the way you support Banya?
I think everybody would have their fair share of challenges, right? And I think I'm not alone there. I would say at the start of my career, I didn't know what was my why. I didn't know what, like, you know, you always want to do a job which you also love, right? So I think it's just figuring that out at the initial phase of my career was I would say, I kind of did a few things. I was not in cyber to begin with. I was more like admin, system administrator. I mean, I started my first job. But I guess after, I would say, a few years, I did find my why. So I think that was the finding your why, I would say, is the most challenging one. And then maybe also don't lose hope. And if you're struggling, if you're not liking your job, I think just keep you have to keep going. And I think eventually you're gonna get your why. So I think that may be one example I can share.
Banya, who are your role models in STEM, and how did they inspire you?
So a couple of role models for me in STEM are, well, first of all, my dad. I mean, he's into cybersecurity. He knows a lot about technology. And I'm always astonished by, like, how he always knows where to put a code or something whenever he's working. And another role model for me is my fifth grade teacher. He was growing plants in our classroom, and it was really fun watching them grow under the UV light. And I mean, last but not the least, my mom, she loves plants too. And she makes me help her when she's repotting some of them. And it's really fun, and I get to know more about the plants and their species.
Those are some great role models. As a professional in your field, how do you approach being a role model and mentoring Banya, as well as other young people who are aspiring to get into the STEM field?
I think I still feel like I'm still not there as a role model. I think I'm still a learner. I see myself as a learner. So I think that's the one thing I would tell all these kids, like Banya and other kids out there. Just keep trying. I think keep learning new things. Don't think or don't assume like you only want to do one thing, right? Even if you don't like STEM today, don't use that to say, I'm not even going to try. So you have to try things, and you never know when you get and where you get your why, right? So I think trying new things, learning new things, and having mentors and role model. Like I have a lot of mentor and role model. I always try to kind of talk to them if I can. I think having a mentor or somebody you look and maybe you want to be like her or him, I think would be another thing which I would recommend.
Banya, what are your goals in STEM? And are there any specific fields or projects that really excite you about exploring STEM more?
So a friend and I, we were working on a STEM project at a high school, and we won a silver medal. And so now my goal is to be able to get a gold medal. And I'd like to know more about coding or like different types of coding, maybe focus more on Python, because I tried that in my summer camp and it was pretty hard. So I would like to work more in Python.
How do you see the landscape of STEM evolving? And what advice do you have for parents who are looking to support their children's aspirations in this area?
Yeah, I think STEM field is, as we all know, like with the AI, ChatGPTs and whatnot, right? So there's even a challenge even for a professional like us, right? You can't just be think like you know everything, right? So for parents, I would say, just keep exploring things. Make sure you don't think like now, like, okay, they are not good on STEM or they would be in. And I think try different things. And if there is a STEM camp or STEM fair and whatnot happening in your school or county or whatnot, try to enroll your kids there. Sometimes it's hard for you as a parent, or maybe it's hard for you to kind of tell something like you should be doing this, but versus if you just enroll them to some camp or club, I think they see other role models, they find new friends, and I think they develop the interest there. So yeah, definitely highly recommend any STEM camp, summer camp and whatnot. If you have available, try to enroll your kids there and just talk about like what you do at your job. Like I think I keep talking about my cyber thing to Vanya, and what vulnerability is, what ethical hacking is. It's just kind of the more you connect what you do to the real world, I feel like that gives them, okay. I see it. It's being used in my life, right? I think the more we kind of make them understand and connect to the real world, it's always good and can inspire them. To be good on STEM and maybe pursue career in STEM in future.
Vanya, what advice would you give to other children your age who are interested in STEM but might not know where to start?
I mean, the first step to being interested or getting better at STEM is to join your school's STEM fairs. That's what I did. And to be honest, it's really fun. And second of all, you should ask your parents, because my dad, like, he finds out all about the camps, the STEM camps and stuff. And I'm like, where did you get that? So ask your parents. They might know a lot more about STEM than you do. And yeah.
From your experience, what are some of the key takeaways for encouraging more young girls to pursue STEM?
So I'm a cyber guy, and as I said, I do a lot of giving back to the community, part of a cyber ambassador program at NIST and NICE here. I think one thing we always try to do is like, how do we bring more women in cyber? I think we, and you know, like anything, STEM or cyber, like we are solving a problem, right? And we need kind of a both side of the brain, and I think the different perspective. And I think the more women we have in STEM and even cyber, as well, it's gonna make this world a better place, right? You cannot just have all men and I think have one side of perspective. It's kind of the more diverse folks you have in a room, like more diversity you have in the room, I think it yeah. And the girls are, as you know, they're so strong, and they are, I think, pretty smart. So just like, yeah, I think don't think STEMs are for men versus not for us. I think there's kind of thing like where we assume things. I would say every field is for everybody. I think you just got to try it. And the more you try it, more opportunities you use and you engage with other kids in your age or even the role models you see, I think it's going to be fun. But if you don't try it, you're not going to know or are going to pursue that field, right? So you have to try. Use the any opportunity you have and just try.
Vanya, you've mentioned all the great role models that you have in your life, including your family. And I was wondering, how do you incorporate STEM into learning and activities in your daily life?
So what I like to do is I look at what my parents are doing. So since my dad works at our house, I'm just looking at his computer. I'm like, hey, what's that? And today I got to know about oh my gosh. Docker containers. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So you get to download it. You download Dockers on your app, and then you can use it to download something else, just to make sure that the vulnerabilities won't like come into your laptop or something. And my mom lets me, like I said, my mom lets me help her when she's repotting the plants. And so that's very interesting too.
And on your side, can you share any memories, experiences, or projects that you and Vanya have worked on together?
I think we talked about the fishing project already. But I think I remember one time when I was doing something for my kind of my own thing, I guess, some PPT or something. And I was struggling on the graphical and kind of whatever and I had. And then Vanya was there and she's like, I can help you there. And I think she kind of went, and she's pretty good on Canva. I know, again, I think the kids are smarter than we think, right? So she kind of helped me on the Canva. She built the whole thing for me, I guess. And I'm like, okay, wow, I didn't even know that I can do that on Canva like this. And even I think one more time we had some alumni, I think, get together, which I was kind of organizing and leading. She helped to kind of design the t-shirt and the logo and everything for us. And which was like, wow, like you pay other folks to get such things done. And she's like right here sitting next to me. And I think the way, I think those are kind of fun memories I have apart from the fishing and the other projects we already talked about it.
A reoccurring topic on the Women in STEM podcast is to do with work-life balance. And even for people in corporate career, work-life balance can be a topic that they often want to learn about. So how do you balance your demanding career in cybersecurity with parenting and supporting Vanya's STEM interests?
I would be honest, it's not perfect. Life is not perfect, right? But you still have to find work-life balance. And I would say I'm blessed to be doing my dream job. I think my company, my brand, which I work for, I think we have pretty good work-life balance policies. As Vanya said, I work from home. I guess that also helps. But yeah, 9 to 5, you focus on your work. After that, it's all about family. So that's where I think we make sure we engage. And I know summertime is the most, I would say, fulfilling time because we get to spend more time. Once our school starts, it's always gonna be hard. And it's only the evening time you get and the weekends. So I think whatever time we get, we try to do things together. As Vanya was saying, one thing I learned, like the more you like daily, like if you're doing something, like talk about those things to your kids. Like, okay, if you're into a financial domain, talk about finance. Okay, what is equity and what is debt and what is this and what is this? If you're into a cyber field, talk about like it's more like how you talk to a kid or in layman term. I think the more you kind of you do such things and put like seeds of interest in your kids, I don't think you need like a lot of time. You just have to plant those seeds into them, right? So yeah, that's what I do. Again, not perfect. Nothing is perfect in this world. But yeah, try to do the balance, work-life balance in the way I can.
Vanya, how do you manage your schoolwork, your hobbies, and your STEM projects? What keeps you motivated?
So I find out time before and after my classes to do my schoolwork. And I mostly do all of my STEM projects or all of my fun stuff on the weekends, except for summer break. Then I'm all into hanging out with my friends and spending family time. So, yeah. And what keeps me motivated is that if I get all of my work done right now, I might have some free time later. And, like, it's just going to be fun. So, yeah.
And how best can people connect with you?
So I'm too young to be on social media, but you can follow my dad on LinkedIn. And yeah.
Yeah, I think LinkedIn is where at least, yeah, I can be found. And then I can be the dad if there is interest to talk to one, yeah, in future.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Do you have any closing words or anything that you would like to add?
Thank you for having us. This is like a dream for as a dad, doing something together. I think I have done like similar thing, maybe speaking and whatnot, but this may be the most fulfilling experience. So I'm truly honored being on a podcast with my daughter here. So thank you for having us, Kelly.
Listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, leave a review and rating to help us reach more listeners, and follow our social medias, the latest updates and behind the scene content. Join us next week for another exciting episode. And until then, keep exploring the world of STEM and empowering women in STEM.